Many countries are finding it difficult to get hold of the vaccines they want. Take Argentina. Its efforts to go with the Pfizer vaccine broke down, and it's now turned to a controversial Russian vaccine called Sputnik V. NPR's Jason Beaubien has more.
To understand Argentina's rush to authorize the Sputnik V vaccine, which hasn't yet won authorization from any major regulator, you have to remember how hard the country has been hit by this pandemic. It had one of the most severe lockdowns on the continent, yet has ended up with a COVID death rate that's even worse than neighboring Brazil. Maria Laura Nice works in the intensive care unit at the Hospital San Martin, just outside Buenos Aires. She says this last year, caring for COVID patients has been devastating.
It's affected me a lot. The loss of loved ones, of patients, and more than anything, the deaths that we have seen.
Standing outside her hospital, she says the tragedy of this pandemic will stay with her forever.
Many people have suffered a lot of sadness. It's very sad what we are experiencing.
And the pandemic in Argentina shows no sign of subsiding. As the southern hemisphere pushes into summer and people are spending more time outside, officials had expected cases to decline, but that isn't happening. Adolfo Rubinstein is the former minister of health for Argentina. He says the government's extreme lockdown not only failed to stop the virus, it wrecked the economy.
The recession, the poverty, the unemployment. So the consequences are really, really, really impressive.
With few other options available, officials pinned their hopes on getting a vaccine. Argentina had been involved in multiple vaccine trials with several pharmaceutical companies. Yet in mid-December, they found they couldn't immediately get their hands on any of those vaccines.
The government wanted to be, the champion, the Latin American champion in vaccination campaign. And unfortunately, it lost that battle.
And then the Russians came along offering 300,000 doses of Sputnik V. Argentina jumped on it. Officials authorized Sputnik's use on December 23rd and sent a plane to Moscow that same day to pick it up.
El vuelo tal de Aerolíneas Argentinas.
The takeoff of the Airbus 330 was broadcast live on national television.
Buen viaje, Aerolíneas. El abrazo grande de todo un país. Millones los están acompañando.
The TV anchor says the entire nation is traveling with the crew on their epic journey of hope to Moscow. On Christmas Eve, the plane returned, and vaccinations began just a few days later. Some of the public and the press in Argentina continue to be skeptical of Sputnik. Dalit Alter is a professor of medicine at the Reagan Institute of MGH, MIT, and Harvard, where she studies vaccines. Alter says Sputnik is in a fairly conventional class of vaccine built around an adenovirus.
We have been working on adenoviral vaccine vectors for decades. And what we know about these vaccines is they are incredibly safe, they are not virulent, and they are wonderful delivery platforms for vaccination.
This type of vaccine is relatively easy and inexpensive to produce.
The concern is that we have not seen any of the raw data from the Sputnik trials. And that is what is really incredibly scary.
Officials in Argentina, however, say the Russians showed them enough data to convince them Sputnik is safe and effective. Argentina is also tracking and publicly disclosing side effects from the inoculation campaign. The Russian backers of Sputnik say they will present more data on their vaccine soon in an application for approval from the European Medicines Agency. Meanwhile, thousands of healthcare workers in Argentina are getting vaccinated every day. Paula Osman is in her second year of residency at the Hospital San Martin. She just received the inoculation and says she's not worried about Sputnik.
The truth is that it's very important for us that the vaccine has been brought into our country.
Osman herself hasn't visited her own parents for 6 months. She says this vaccination campaign is finally bringing hope.
I hope that we can go back to the way things were before, that we can hug each other again, that we can have social events.
The amount of Sputnik vaccine Argentina has received is tiny, less than enough to vaccinate 1% of the adult population. And as Argentina scrambles to secure millions of additional doses, it's competing with just about every other country in the world. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.